Welcome to Muffed. Let's dig into the season. This is the Vikings 2025 season in review. Muffed!
60 sacks allowed, 6-0. The Vikings gave up the second most sacks in football this season on a 10.4% sack rate, 97th percentile of pain. Here's how that broken pocket defined JJ. McCarthy's debut year, why the defense quietly finished top five anyway, and the one number that explains how this team still squeaked out a winning record. 9-8, missed the playoffs as the second team out of the NFC. A season that ended on a four-game winning streak, but started with a quarterback room that got absolutely muffed by the pass protection in front of it.
Let's set the table. The Vikings finished plus 15 in scoring across 17 games, respectable on the surface, wildly inconsistent underneath. The offense generated minus 108.9 total expected points added, 28th in the league, 16th percentile. The defense, minus 101.1 expected points added allowed. And on that side of the ball, a big negative is elite, fourth in the league, 91st percentile. One of the best defenses in football carried one of the worst offenses, and the variance was brutal. 48 against the Bengals in week 3, shutout 0-26 in Seattle in week 13, 31 on Washington, then 6 against Atlanta and Green Bay. Boom or bust doesn't cover it, and a third down conversion rate of 33.3%, 31st in the league, tells you exactly why sustained drives were a coin flip. Now let's talk about the passing offense, because this is where the season got muffed. Minus 103.1 passing expected points added on 548 attempts, minus 0.19 per dropback, 29th in the league. Just 18 passing touchdowns all year, and the sack problem swallowed everything. 60 allowed, second most in football. JJ McCarthy across 10 games went 140 for 243, 1,632 yards, 11 touchdowns to 12 interceptions, and absorbed 27 of those sacks himself. His completion percentage of 57.6 came in 5.2 points below expectation, boom or bust under duress. The signature gut punch came week 1 at Chicago, 3rd and 8. McCarthy short left for Jefferson, picked by Nate Wright and taken 74 yards the other way, a single play that swung expected points by nearly 10. Even Justin Jefferson, 84 catches, 1048 yards, 2 touchdowns on 141 targets, couldn't drag the unit out of the basement. 2 receiving touchdowns for a generational receiver tells you how much of his year was spent fighting through chaos. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, because this was the one part of the offense that held up. 1841 rushing yards on 410 carries, 4.5 a pop per carry, rushing expected points added of minus 0.03, league average ground production, 1847th percentile, 108.3 yards a game, steady week to week even when the passing game collapsed. Jordan Mason absolutely smashed his role, 159 carries, 758 yards, 4.8 a carry, 6 rushing touchdowns, and a rush yards over expected total of plus 158.3, a full yard above expectation every single time he touched the ball. Sixth among qualified runners, the steady floor under a wildly volatile offense. Next up, the pass defense, the unit that kept the Vikings competitive every single week. Minus 73.4 passing expected points added allowed, 49 sacks, fifth most in football, 91st percentile, and a third down stop rate in the 94th percentile league-wide. Just 177.7 passing yards a game and only 15 passing touchdowns across 17 contests, trended up as the season wore on. The takeaway machine showed up in the biggest spots. Week 3 against Cincinnati, Isaiah Rodgers stepping in front of a Jake Browning throw and going 87 yards the other way, a single defensive play worth more than 10 expected points. On a team that scored only 20 offensive touchdowns through the air all year, a defense that generated its own points didn't just hold the line, it changed games. And the run defense quietly graded out just as well. Minus 27.7 rushing expected points added allowed, per carry minus 0.05, 88th percentile league-wide, steady all year. 124.8 rushing yards a game, only 13 rushing touchdowns surrendered, and a front that created drive-killing negative plays, 95 quarterback hits to go with those 49 sacks. The clearest snapshot was the Week 14 shutout of Washington 31-0, where the front swallowed everything. Top five defense, full stop. Muffed! Season MVP goes to Jordan Mason, 159 carries, 758 yards, 6 touchdowns, and a rush yards over expected of plus 158.3, 6th among qualified backs in football. The steadiest piece of the entire offense. The fix is obvious in screaming 60 sacks allowed on a 10.4% sack rate, second worst in the league. Until the protection gets right, the passing game can't get right, and that 33.3% third down conversion rate is the downstream symptom of a quarterback who never had time to operate. That's the Vikings 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Vikings feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.